It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Andy Warhol Bridge will be the site of a unique display of public art this weekend. Amanda Gross is Outreach Coordinator for Fiber Art International, and she's the lead artist for the project. She spoke with us by phone from the Spinning Plate Gallery in East Liberty as they were finalizing details for this weekend's installation. Amanda Gross, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me.
So how did the Knit the Bridge project come about?
Well, it's a project of the Fiber Arts Guild of Pittsburgh, and about a year and a half ago, we were doing some yard bombing as part of our pop-up proposal for a space downtown, and it was just a really positive experience, and so I had the idea to do a bridge.
What is yarn bombing?
So yarn bombing comes out of street art, guerrilla art movement, and essentially, it's graffiti with yarn. Knit and crocheted objects are used to wrap around different objects in public space. But unlike other forms of graffiti, it doesn't do any permanent damage, and it's temporary, and it's been received really well. People see it as a bright and beautiful thing, and it's often an unexpected surprise in a positive way, and I really appreciate it because it's usually done by folks who live and work in that community space.
And you said you did sort of a trial run on trees?
Well, we were doing a proposal for this pop-up space downtown, and so part of our proposal for the space was that we would do a fiber art installation outside of the space, and so we did some yarn bombing as an example on some trees and then a couple of telephone poles.
And what kind of a reaction did you get?
It was really positive. I was offered free tickets to the symphony. Most people who came by were like, just really curious about what we were doing and asked a lot of questions. So it was actually a really cool way to interact with folks on the street.
What are the challenges in putting together a project of this magnitude?
Well, there's a lot of logistical challenges. So we've really taken pains to make sure that each panel or piece of a panel that's been knit, hand-knit and crocheted is tracked so we know who made it and where they're from, a community they represent, so that once it's on the bridge, people can search for their panel and find it. And then also we're keeping track of like the backstories behind them. So I think that's a big part of the project. So people can also, when they search, like on their phones or at home on the computer for the panel, they can also read some of the stories that go along with it.
And who's participating in this installation?
Well, it's a project of the Fiber Arts Guild of Pittsburgh, and there are, right now, I think we're at 1,870 folks who have helped in different ways. And so it's been a really regional project. Like, we've had great support, residents of southwestern Pennsylvania and Allegheny County and the city of Pittsburgh.
We've had a lot of rain and heat this summer, and not sure what the forecast holds for this weekend, but what happens if it does rain? And this is going to be up for 4 weeks, right? So at some point, it's bound to rain. We're bound to have some sort of weather event. How confident are you that this yarn installation is going to hold up?
Yeah, well, it's all acrylic yarn, which we did intentionally. So all the panels have been, both the ground level panels have been made out of acrylic, and also the stuff that's going on the towers. And the material that's going on the towers has been made on knitting machines. So we had a lot of control over the consistency of the stitching, and then it's been back to construction fencing to stabilize it. And we reviewed everything with the structural engineer and been working really closely with Allegheny County and the Department of Public Works there. So we feel pretty confident that it's going to be fine. Probably the thing, the way you'll see it change, is that it might fade a little bit from the sun, but I think that's the only thing that will really affect it visually.
And so it's not like the wool in your wool sweater. This is acrylic, so there's less chance it'll shrink?
Yeah, I mean, acrylic repels water and doesn't really absorb it like cotton does, and wool shrinks, so it's like we're not trying to self the bridge or anything.
We're talking with Amanda Gross. She is the Outreach Coordinator for Fiber Art International and lead artist for the project that is taking place this weekend on the Andy Warhol Bridge, the Knit the Bridge project. How long Are you planning to keep the display up? I know that the initial plan calls for 4 weeks, but is there a chance it could hold over maybe?
I don't think so. I think 4 weeks is a good amount of time for fiber installation. We want to make sure that it's in good shape. We're responsible for maintaining it while it's up. So we have the date set to take it down, September 7th and 8th.
What happens if people just decide, you know what, this bridge looks so much better with this knitting display on it, that it just it somehow must stay?
Well, I don't know. I guess we'll have to cross that bridge when we get to it.
So what events are planned for this weekend's installation?
Well, the installation is taking place from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday. So it's really a complex choreographed event. On Saturday, one of the towers will be covered, while the other half of the bridge, the ground level part, will take place, and then the second day will switch. So we're working with rigging equipment, professional riggers to do the towers, and then we have, I think, over 250 volunteers who have signed up to help, and they're doing different shifts throughout the weekend.
Is there going to be some partying going on?
We have a community celebration planned for August 25th from 3 to 7 p.m., and it's also on the bridge. So the bridge will be closed for that event, and it's open to the public, so anyone is welcome to come down. And it's really a celebration of the artists who worked on the installation. And, you know, like, all these folks from all over southwestern Pennsylvania have contributed to it, and a lot of them have made the panels and community. But we really see the community celebration as, like, the actual, like, the opportunity to have all these people in one physical place all together. So we're excited about that.
So it's a party on the bridge.
Mm-hmm. There will be hands-on. It's like a big art party. There will be hands-on activities and music and opportunities for storytelling. We'll have a listening booth so people can share about their experiences with the project.
Knit the Bridge is a unique display of public art that will be installed this weekend on the Andy Warhol Bridge. And to learn more about the event, go to the Essential Pittsburgh page on the WESA website. Amanda Gross, Outreach Coordinator for Fiber Art International and lead artist for the Knit the Bridge project. Thank you so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me.